Nou goed, is een baie belangrike dag vandag hier op Cosmos 94.1 gesels ek met Odile Gertse. Sy verteenwoordig World Africa Day. Did you know that yesterday was World Ocean Day? This global event is a call to come together to celebrate and protect our oceans, the lifeblood of our planet and a foundation for millions of livelihoods. Healthy marine ecosystems are not just important for marine life, but also for economic stability, climate resilience and food security. And here at home, with our stunning Atlantic coastline and incredible marine life, from Cape fur seals to whales and seabirds, Namibia has every reason to care deeply about the health of our ocean. Today we're joined by our very special guest, Odile Gertse, representing Wild Africa, who's here to help us unpack what World Ocean Day means for us locally. We'll explore the big blue sea and the small actions we can take to make a real difference. Odile, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Odile, why is World Ocean Day important, especially for a country like Namibia?
This day is a powerful reminder of how vital our oceans are to all life on Earth. In Namibia, our 1,500-kilometer stretch of Atlantic coastline is more than just a scenic wonder, and it's more than a reason for us to travel to the coast and enjoy our vacations. It provides food, livelihoods, and climate regulation, and while driving the local economy through fisheries and coastal tourism as well. So our waters are home to extraordinary marine life found nowhere else in the world. We share our seas with leatherback turtles, sunfish, the African penguins, and migrating whales like the humpback and the southern right, so many more. These remarkable species make Namibia's oceans both unique and worth protecting. So by celebrating World Ocean Day, we renew our commitment to safeguarding these ecosystems for the future of our planet and generations to come.
Now, what makes Namibia's marine life unique?
Well, Namibia lies along the Benguela Current, one of the world's most productive marine ecosystems. This cold water current brings nutrients that supports large fish populations, for example. Seabirds like the African penguin and even endangered marine species. Mm-hmm. We also have one of the largest seal colonies in the world at Cape Cross, estimated to host roughly around 80,000 to over 200,000 seals. So that number fluctuates continuously, and it depends on the season, of course. It's a popular tourist spot due to the dense population of seals and dramatic Atlantic backdrop. And we're truly proud of the Ministry of Environment and Tourism for its commitment to managing the seal reserve as well. So it's very important.
What are some of the threats facing Namibia's ocean today?
There are two major threats to our oceans, and that is overfishing and pollution. Nearly 80% of all ocean pollution comes from land-based activities, and two-thirds of the world's fishes are either overfished or fully exploited. Mm-hmm. Another growing threat is climate change, which causes ocean acidification and disrupts fish migration patterns. These issues impact our local communities, many of whom rely on fishing as a main source of food, nutrition, and income. Coastal communities like Walvis Bay, Luderitz, and Henties Bay depend heavily on fishing, tourism, and ocean resources. So if the ocean suffers, these communities lose their livelihoods. So a healthy ocean supports food security, jobs, and climate stability, all of which are essential for Namibia's development.
That is amazing. And how is Namibia contributing to ocean conservation?
Did you know that Namibia is a leader in marine protection in Africa? We're leading the cause. As a country, we've established the Marine Protected Areas, or MPAs, and work with organizations to monitor fisheries and reduce illegal fishing. The Namibian Dolphin Project and the Namibian Nature Foundation are just two organizations that contribute by studying and protecting marine species through research and community outreach. So I strongly encourage you to check them out if you'd like to learn more.
What role can young Namibians play in protecting the ocean?
So it's a shared responsibility, but there is power in young Namibians, and they can do that by saying no to unsustainable industrial scale overfishing and choosing responsibly sourced seafood. Do your research. You can also support community-led conservation products or programs. You can reduce your plastic use and waste, especially single-use plastics, mm-hmm. and joining beach cleanups. Those are always fun. Not fun in winter for me, but they are fun overall.
Definitely. And lastly, what message would you like to leave the listeners with on World Ocean Day?
It's important to note that our oceans are our life support system, vital to marine life, the health of our planet, and the well-being of people. So let's protect them, not just today, but every single day. So whether you live on the coast or inland, your choices matter. So for World Ocean Day, we must recommit to protecting marine ecosystems through conservation, sustainable resource use, and bold policies that secure both economic and environmental resilience. Also, make sure to follow Wild Africa at wildafrica.org on social media. It's a great platform to learn more and stay informed about marine life and wildlife conservation overall.
Adil, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy World Ocean Day, even though it's a day late.
Even though it's a day late, but as I said, it's important to celebrate and be aware of it every single day.
Definitely. Nou ja, toe, so maak seker dat jy op watter manier ook al betrokke raak in die verband.